This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. Go to ForkFest.party and learn more about the event here. It is a decentralized event. So, yeah, I'm the webmaster of that website. But if somebody else wants to put up a better website, I'd love that. Like, because by no means am I the most talented webmaster in the world. I just am a guy who registered a website and, you know, have a guy who can put a WordPress up. And, you know, I'm pretty decent with putting things on a WordPress. But the whole point of the website is to direct people to the different community-created things supporting ForkFest. So the app that we've been talking about here, if you're just tuning in, by the way, we're at a decentralized libertarian camping festival called ForkFest. It's Ian and Aria and Peakless Mountaineer in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So we're talking about the app that you just released yesterday, Aria, and we're experimenting with this, and if it works out, then we may have a custom ForkFest app. So right now, there's this Eventify app, and you can download the app, and then you search for ForkFest in the app, and then you can get in after you have to get like a registered ticket, which again is free. So yeah. there's a couple of steps to jump through, but it's not complicated at all. If you go to ForkFest.party, there's an app.
No, you just have to, you know, go and buy a free ticket.
Right.
Which links it to your email address.
Correct.
Which then allows you to log into the ForkFest event.
Yeah.
With that email address.
Yeah, and they do have, like, a login option for, like, I think a Twitter login and some other kind of, maybe it was Facebook. I'm
LinkedIn.
Not sure. Was it LinkedIn?
Yeah.
So I don't know if anyone's tested that aspect of it yet, but there are alternative.
I have not. That would be worth pursuing, though.
Yeah, there are alternative login options to this thing.
The one-time password thing, they have to resolve that. I mean, that's clunky.
What is that?
And
what
unhelpful.
Do you mean?
Like, the app automatically logs you out regularly.
And yeah, that's not cool.
No, and you can't just come back in with the username and password. You have to enter your email address
and then
it
get
sends
a code.
You a one-time password. And
right.
In my experience, the one-time password is always the same.
Really?
Yeah. I have yet to receive
yet.
A different one-time
that's
password.
A strange bug,
yeah.
Too, right? So they've got a few bugs that I think they're going to work out, and hopefully they do, because I like the idea of having an app.
They do, and they've been very responsive. Kudos to the people at Eventify, especially for the relatively small amount of money
on
the table.
What, $250 or something like that? I mean, for an app? I mean, that's an incredible price.
Well, now that you're getting exhibitions and things, that's a really good thing to have, because I noticed that over the years, ForkFest has been relying more and more on its app for the presenters and
the
all
scheduling.
Of that. Yeah, all of the scheduling. It's all on the app. You can't find it anywhere else. And if you want to know who's speaking when, that's
they did have a whiteboard this year. They
yep,
did.
They had a whiteboard that they
and
would
a lot of it
put
was
up
on their website.
That day's events on the whiteboard.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wanted to know, okay, well, if you had something to schedule, say Thursday, Friday, Saturday, anywhere in there, and you're like, okay, I can do this at these times, who's speaking? Well, you had to have the app.
Right.
So going forward next year, if anybody wants to plan a thing well in advance, I mean, we can get the ball rolling on that. Just shoot me an email at aria@reformsatanicchurch.com.
Yeah,
go ahead. Because we plan to have this completely worked out by the time ForkFest starts next year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, long before, because we did talk to them, and apparently we can activate the next event immediately, right? So we don't have to wait until, like, the week before to start building a schedule and letting people add the things that they want to add. But one of the things that we really want to do is, and I think I can speak for us both on this, is have a decentralized scheduling aspect to this, because right now somebody has to come to you and say, Aria, I've got this thing I'm doing, it's at this campsite, it's at this time, and then you've got to go into the admin and put that in.
Right.
What we want to be able to do is have anybody who's attending this festival go ahead and just create their own thing on the schedule.
You mean you don't want to run it through a board for approval?
God, no. And that's just more work for her.
Yeah, Ian is exactly right. I want everyone to do this themselves so that I don't have to add people's events and stuff like that. Like, that's what I've been doing this morning, is adding the events that are coming up tomorrow and the day after. And it's tedious and it's exhausting.
It's data entry.
Yeah, I have better things to do with my time, honestly.
And if something changes, then that person is going to have to get in touch with you and say, oh, we're moving it from one p.m. to 3 p.m. We're moving it from campsite A to campsite B, and then you've got to go in and update all that info. Whereas if it's done in a decentralized basis, which is the nature of this festival, so even though the app itself is centrally hosted by this company, it should be decentralized in that the content should come from the attendees directly. So that way you can administer your own thing. And there are some really cool features on this app. And I think one of the coolest ones is the map feature. So last night somebody went over the two-way radio and they said, Ian, are you out there? Somebody wanted to see you at RV site 85. And I'm like, oh, I don't know where that is. I mean, I kind of have some general idea. I know it's not all the way down. I know it may be sort of mid-pack in the RV zone. But I pulled up the app and I pulled up the map on the app, and there's little like highlighted squares.
It is an interactive map, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fantastic.
So she scanned in the map of the campground and then put little interactive icons on the map, basically, nearby the campsites where people are doing things. So like,
and the map was something noticeably missing from the Porkfest app. I mean, you had
to get...
They
don't have a map there?
I couldn't find it anywhere.
Because I stole the Porkfest app. I stole that map.
I couldn't find it anywhere. I had to go to the Rogers campground. I had to find their little thing of a map in order to find any of these places where they had events.
Right. And, well, in this case, you used a map from a previous Porcupine Freedom Festival,
yes,
right?
But we will have our own map.
Yeah. Johnson's going to come back. He's, of course, a longtime co-host here on Free Talk Live. He's a pro graphics designer. He went to school for that. And he made the original Porcupine Freedom Festival map way back in the day until he got pulled off of the project for hiding a little Easter egg. He put a little tree. He'd like had a really detailed Rogers Campground map that he made from scratch. It was beautiful. And it had little trees all over the place. Well, one of them was shaped like a phallus. And
it is a requirement that there be at least one phallus hidden in the Porkfest
in the new map
for next year. Yeah.
So that's going to be great because it was a beautiful map. And so I'm excited. I think this is going to be cool. The app has a lot of potential. And you know what? Again, it's decentralized. So, you know, if you're a pro app programmer and you can whip up an app that can defeat this one, please.
By all means.
Whip up an app. But for right now, this is a thing, and it's happening here, and people seem to be interested in it, so we're going to see how far this can be developed. If they can do what we're going to ask them to do, which is to decentralize the content creation on this, then we've got a perfect app at that point.
Well, I've emailed him about that. I just got a response, but I don't think he understood the question that I was asking, so I clarified it a bit more.
Okay,
I mean,
cool.
But they've been extremely responsive.
Yeah. And if they keep up the good work here, then that's all the more reason to pay them a little bit extra. It's not that even that much more. It's like twice or a little more than twice, two or three times as much, and you get your own dedicated app in the iPhone and Apple app, you know, or the Android app stores.
I mean, plus the dedicated app is more customizable. So those little icons down at the bottom that we don't need for, like, speakers and stuff like that, I assume all of that can be moved around and shuffled.
Must be.
Yeah.
I mean, there's no way. I mean, how difficult could that be?
It can't. It's not hard. Be too difficult.
So check that out. Go to forkfest.party, especially if you're coming up. If you're coming up this weekend, go ahead and download the app now.
Yeah.
Get registered for that. There's a step-by-step process. Just go to app.forkfest.party or go to forkfest.party and you'll see Get the Event app is right there at the top of the screen. So check that out. As we continue, let's get into some of the news here. Peakless Mountaineer, you brought up a story that came across the headlines. I think it was yesterday, maybe the day before that. YouTube has once again targeted channels for takedown, and one of those channels belongs to a man by the name of Stefan Molyneux.
And one of the interesting things I found in every article that I could find on this, every single one of them sandwiched his name between David Duke and Richard Spencer to, you know, very well known.
Associate him with him.
Right. So, you know, very well known to be on the white supremacy aisle of things.
Well, it seems like old Stefan Molyneux has gone down that road, too. And
I haven't heard anything of his that actually goes down that. There is a way of taking it that direction because he does go into the race and IQ stuff. And a lot of people can...
And he seems a little obsessed with it. He does this thing that is called, quote, race realism. And this is code, basically, for racism. It's just they cloak it in, well, we're scientists, and science says this about people from Africa, and science says this, and, you know, basically shoves people into groups, ignores the individual, and it results in some kind of ugly behavior. And
well, he's gone out of his way on several occasions. I mean, seriously, it must be dozens of times that he's pointed out these are for groups. You can never judge an individual by the group that they're in.
I'm glad that he's adding that qualifier to
it. Isn't he also the creep that was tweeting about Taylor Swift's ovaries and eggs?
I don't know. Let's continue the discussion here in moments. More with Free Talk Live. We're from ForkFest.Party.
Mojo would swallow things whole. A chicken carcass, a bird nest, and assorted stones and sticks. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing the hair right off of his legs.
DinoVite.com.
On the DinoVite, all of these symptoms disappear.
DinoVite is nutrition.
If you love your dog, you need to put him on DinoVite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DinoVite.com.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret Shaving Oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair? Bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from Natural Botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live. We're at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party, learn more about the event. Not too late if you're in New England. Come on up here to Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. This weekend we will be here until Sunday, so you still got plenty of time to join us. Also, Free Talk Live brought to you by AnyPay, which will assist you in accepting cryptocurrency payments at your local business, allowing you to take it in real life from customers at your brick-and-mortar store. Or maybe you're a service provider and you go to your customers' homes. You can take it via your cell phone or tablet as you, you bill them for your services. AnyPay makes it super easy. You can get the AnyPay Cash Register app on either the Google or Apple app stores, or just go to AnyPayInc.com to learn more about what AnyPay is doing. You can accept Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin SV, and even Dash through their service. They even just added a stablecoin. They're sort of experimenting with that now, which is interesting. So head over to AnyPayInc.com, and again, you can download their AnyPay Cash Register app. It takes just a moment to get it set up and get you set up for accepting cryptocurrency at your business. It doesn't get any easier than the AnyPay system, and there's no cost to you. You don't have to pay a fee to AnyPay to do this. It's amazing. It's AnyPay Cash Register on the app stores. Check that out as we continue here. Ian Aria, Peakless Mountaineer, in our remote studio at the beautiful Rogers Campground. Peakless, you were just telling us about this Stefan Molyneux ban from YouTube. I've had the story sitting in my show prep here for a few days now. They banned what they describe here at The Verge as several prominent white supremacist channels, including those belonging to Stefan Molyneux, David Duke, and Richard Spencer. Now, you're saying here, Peakless Mountaineer, that Stefan Molyneux, who, by the way, for listeners who are unfamiliar, this guy actually has been at the Porcupine Freedom Festival as a guest speaker in the past, back when he was a principled, liberty-minded person. He probably would have described himself as an anarchist, I think.
As far as I'm aware, he still does, although a lot of us have...
Really? Didn't he advocate that people vote for Donald Trump in 2016?
Yeah, it really comes back to the open borders debate.
Seriously.
Well, so the open borders debate has been a very divisive issue for libertarians, real honest libertarians. You can take two different, very different views, and both of them can be very, very reasonable based on what you're...
What's the two views, and which one, why are they both reasonable?
Well, so the side of libertarianism that is for closing the borders basically
is wrong. They don't exist. Those aren't libertarians. But go ahead.
Well, the idea is that by changing the voting patterns over time, you will end up with a more and more authoritarian system.
Yeah, that's just straight up fear mongering, and that is designed to get people to be afraid of immigrants. It's designed to get people to think that every immigrant coming in here is going to be a socialist and they're evil, and we need to stop them, and we need the state in order to stop them. And anytime you hear somebody say in one breath that they're a libertarian, and then in another breath say, we need the state to do X, you don't have a libertarian. You've got somebody who doesn't understand that issue. They don't understand what they're asking for.
There's also the fact that the government is a mythological entity that doesn't really exist and cannot own property.
There are humans who believe in the government, however.
Sure, but there are also unicorns who believe... There are also people who believe in, like, fairies and stuff.
True, but the people who believe in fairies likely won't kill you over their belief system, and the government people will.
I don't know. Christians were pretty good at that for a while.
Well, when they had a government to do it.
Yeah.
Well, they still do.
So the other viewpoint, right, the libertarian viewpoint is you shouldn't be able to use violence against peaceful people, and that includes to stop them from traveling from one point where they have a permission to be to another point where they have permission to be. And now, arguably, if indeed we lived in a place with true private property rights, then you would be able to stop someone from crossing through your land, for instance, but most people don't believe private property rights extend all the way up into the sky forever, so you wouldn't be able to necessarily stop somebody from flying over that land. So as long as, if I can be here, and Aria has her home over there, and I want to go to that place, but there's some guy in the middle who wants to shoot me because of that, well, if I go over or under or around that guy, he shouldn't have any right to shoot me.
Well, I think historically, a person owns their land from the center of the earth to the upper layers of the stratosphere.
Is that historic? Because most people don't believe that to be true. For instance,
I think it was 64 miles was what the international agreement was.
You don't get to just launch a surface-to-air missile at an airplane because they fly over your house.
I mean, but you should be able to.
No, I don't think you should.
Okay,
and,
let's say
and
people,
I think
hold
you're
on,
overlooking
hold on,
the real argument with, with the borders, and I'd like to come back to that.
Let's say people can fly like Superman. Okay, mm-hmm. Superman flies and just hovers over your house 15 feet above the ground. Is mm-hmm. he not trespassing?
That's an interesting question. If it's 15 feet, then yes, he probably is. But the argument that I've heard that I like the best as far as, you know, how high up do your property rights go is that you need to homestead. So if you've got an antenna, for instance, a tower that goes up 100 feet into the air, you've homesteaded that area, right? Like, it's not okay for somebody to crash a plane into your antenna tower. That's your property.
Well, that's generally not okay anyway, right?
No, it's not. But the point is, you
There's also the easement argument that, as it applies to waterways, would apply to skyways. So you've gotten used to that section of your property being free and clear in the air so that you can, say, see the sunset or what have you. So mm-hmm. if someone then puts something up in that in the way of your view that cuts down your easement.
Yeah, so this is the idea that you have a right to someone else not doing something to their property if it bugs you, basically. Like,
yeah, I would disagree with that. Yeah,
I don't think you have a right to do that.
Well, easement's a much weaker argument by far.
If you want to preserve your view, so if you've got a nice view of the mountains, like we do here at Rogers Campground, but I mean, incredible view of the mountains. If there's a property, by the way, for sale right across the street, which if somebody wanted to buy that property...
Rogers Campground is also for sale.
That's true. But if somebody wanted to buy that property and then put up a huge building, it would block your view of the mountains. You bought the property expecting you were going to have that view. Turns out somebody had different plans for the other property next door, and now you don't have that view anymore. Well, if you really cared that much, you should have bought the property in front of the mountain, right? Like, you should have bought the view, basically, if that's something that was super important for you to retain in the future.
I would agree with that assessment.
Yeah. All right, so you wanted to go back to...
Right, so it's not so much that by entering the country they are doing something terrible. It's the idea that by entering the country they are taking over the voting power and essentially grabbing the gun in the room that is the state.
I mean, someone's going to control the state. It doesn't matter to me whether it's people who came here from Mexico or people who came here from England. As long as there's a state, one group or another is going to control it.
I would rather it be controlled by people who want to either keep it as large as it is or reduce its size and scope.
Okay. There's no reason to believe that the average person who immigrates here from Mexico doesn't want a smaller government.
That's the fear-mongering that goes on.
Yeah.
The people who... And look, the fact is a lot of these people are absolute bigots. They are just making excuses for their belief system.
They just don't want more brown people.
And they want to fear-monger about immigrants. And it's ridiculous, in my opinion, to have this belief that, oh, well, people who immigrate here are more likely to be socialists. Where's the evidence for that? I've known plenty of people who've immigrated here who are some of the hardest-working people who wanted to get away from socialism. They wanted to get out of governments across the planet that are oppressive and terrible, and they wanted to have a chance at some freedom. In fact,
the socialism rot is coming from within, not from without.
Sure. And immigrants are more likely, far more likely than the average American, than a native-born American, to be entrepreneurs and start their own business. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Did you know you can support freedom of speech just by visiting shop.freetalklive.com? You'll see links to Walmart, Love Java, Newegg, and more. Every day, Free Talk Live is at the forefront of the liberty movement as the biggest liberty-oriented talk show in the world, giving you a platform to be heard on any topic. Get listener-only specials without doing anything other than an extra click. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. Use the links and buy what you'd be buying anyway. Take action now. Save and support freedom. Visit shop.freetalklive.com. It's shop.freetalklive.com.
Yeah. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Four U.S. states, Arizona, California, Florida, and Texas, have reported a combined 25,000 new coronavirus cases as the infection curve rose in 40 of the 50 states heading into the 4th of July holiday weekend. With the number of daily confirmed coronavirus cases nationwide climbing past 50,000, an alarming 36 states saw an increase in the percentage of tests coming back positive for the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci said, "We've seen a very disturbing week," in the live stream with the American Medical Association. The surge has been blamed on Americans not covering their faces and not following social distancing rules as states continue to lift their lockdowns. The U.S. recorded 51,200 new confirmed cases, according to the tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. That's a doubling of the daily total over the last month, and even higher than what the country witnessed during the most lethal phase of the crisis in April and May. This is USA Radio News. Federal officials said that airlines should consider limiting capacity on planes to promote social distancing, but they are not considering making it a requirement. The officials also recommended, but did not move to require, that travelers wear face coverings in airports and all planes. All leading U.S. airlines are now requiring passengers to wear masks, but regulators have refused a request by the airlines to make it a federal rule. The Transportation, Homeland Security, and Health and Human Services Department made those and other recommendations in a report containing guidelines for reducing the risk of spreading new coronavirus by travel. At least 162 people were killed in a landslide at a jade mine in northern Myanmar, the worst in a series of deadly accidents at such sites in recent years that critics blame on the government's failure to take action against unsafe conditions. The most detailed estimate of Myanmar's jade industry said it generated over $31 billion. Those taking part in recovery operations included the local army and other government units, as well as local volunteers. This is USA Radio News.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020. Go to ForkFest.party. You can learn more about the event, but better yet, get on up here if you can, because we're here all the way until Sunday when we will be heading back to our Keene studios. And it's been a great couple of weeks. I'm looking forward to seeing who shows up this weekend, if we're going to see a different crowd than we saw during the Porcupine Freedom Festival. We're already seeing some different faces, newbies showing up here at ForkFest. Sometimes some first-timers. We've seen a bunch of people coming back as well, which has been cool. So it's Ian and Aria and Peakless Mountaineer in the studio. We were getting hot and heavy on the immigration topic, which does tend to get people riled up because there's a lot of fear-mongering out there about them immigrants. They just want to take our jobs and turn this country into a socialist hellhole. These are some of the claims out there about these folks. I don't believe it personally, based on my experience personally with immigrants, based on some of the statistics out there that suggest that immigrants are more likely to be entrepreneurs. An entrepreneur is far less likely to be a socialist. Immigrants are people who are leaving a place. They wanted to get out of some place. And there's no doubt, you know, if you're coming from a socialist place, you may be more likely to have socialist ideas. But also, you may be more likely to say, socialism sucks. I know, I've lived it, right? Like, if you've lived in socialism, you want to get out of that.
And I think that really getting off track here by really by arguing a point that we don't actually disagree on, but I'm just trying to present the argument
for... You are
for,
presenting it, yes.
I am presenting the argument for closed borders.
Mm-hmm.
And more to the point is not whether the argument is correct.
Mm.
More to the point is, do we get to hear that argument? Is this an argument that we can actually listen to what people's perspective are? Because, I mean,
we can't
Molyneux is no dummy.
No, he's a very smart guy, and so is Christopher Cantwell.
So to hear intelligent people present a different argument is really a valuable thing to our society.
It's important. No, I totally agree with you. Like, I don't support banning people's speech, right? But I also support private property rights, and YouTube is a private place, and if
not
they
really.
Want to... It is. It is a private company.
Not
now, you could
really.
Argue they get money from governments.
A lot.
So there is that.
A lot of government money goes into them. A lot of the original setup of YouTube was, before it was owned by
Google. Before Google.
Yeah. Was very much in the hands of the government.
Okay, well, then you get into a question of, well, how much government funding does an entity have to receive before they are a government entity, and then all these, you know, mandatory free speech rules and things like that have to apply to them. What's the threshold? Is it $5? Is it $500? Is it $500,000? Because right now, there's a ton of businesses who've applied for government handouts.
And I really hope that all of them will follow the Bill of Rights.
Well, I don't think that just because the government has given you a handout means that all of a sudden you're a government agency, but I do understand the argument that suggests that if the government's giving you a majority of your funding, maybe there's an argument there to say that these people are essentially a government agency, and, you know, we certainly don't want to have the state have some sort of weaselly way around avoiding recognizing people's rights by having some private contractor do all their work, right? So, like, I can see where that's coming from.
That's how you end up with the CIA.
But, on the other hand, Chris Wade, who's one of our co-hosts here on Free Talk Live, he runs a privacy-centric business. He sells computer parts and, like, you know, laptops and things like that with Linux and, you know, really privacy-oriented guy. I mean, Chris, there's no doubt about it, is a huge critic of the state. He gets on the air with us, and he's anti-state and, you know, pro-freedom and real principled guy. But the opportunity came up to get a handout from the federal government, one of these business loans that they've been doing over the whole COVID response thing. They've been handing out money hand over foot. And I'm pretty sure he went for that. I think he told me that he, you know, put in the application to get that handout.
Oh, that's disappointing, though.
Well, is it, though? I mean, you can't blame
somebody. I was never a fan of Chris doing business with the government.
Well, that was the other point I was going
to
make.
Because he does enable them to drop bombs on people, whether he wants to admit that or not. And he and I have argued extensively about this. I'm not saying anything I haven't said
to him. Right.
Look, but that was the other point I was going to make.
But
he brags about being the only source of some of the stuff that the government requires in order to do their business. And the business that the government is in is murdering people.
Well, that is some of the government's business, but some of it's just pushing paperwork around and doing stupid crap like welfare.
But it's all part of the same apparatus, right? The accountant who is pencil pushing is just as responsible as the...
Not necessarily.
Well,
if you're giving money, you
have to imagine it as any other mafia. And sure, a mafia might do plenty of other things. Plenty of mafias are actually very involved in their communities and...
Like the Yakuza.
Doing welfare for community
okay,
and all
but
sorts
dude, I'm not going to say that the guy who's clearing the streets during the wintertime with a plow truck in Keene, New Hampshire, is somehow responsible for the police beating somebody's head against the pavement. Okay, I'm not going to say that the guy who is, fixing the sewer main, the S continues to flow into the sewers from my house, I'm not going to say that that guy is somehow responsible for bombs being dropped on children in the Middle East.
Certainly not responsible for those things. They are, however, being paid by those actions.
But that's also local government versus federal government.
There's plenty of non-violent
people.
Would
you say that the IRS workers, the auditors, are as responsible?
The IRS is absolutely funneling money into the military-industrial complex. So I'll give you that one for sure. But there's other people who they're not connected with the violence. They don't know it exists. They're not involved in funding it through the government. I'm not going to blame those people for it. Some of these government people would have jobs in the absence of the coercive state, right? There would probably still be teachers, for instance, in an absence of a coercive monopoly. So I'm not going to blame somebody for taking welfare if it's out there for them. I also... don't blame somebody for doing business with the government. It's not right for me, but if it's a way that somebody can get some revenue in for their business and you know, keep business alive, somebody's going to sell them the thing that they need, right? Like if it's a computer part or a modem or something like that, somebody's going to do it. Why shouldn't it be somebody that we know? Because then they can roll that money into something more productive. I get it.
Well, if you can delay them for 10 seconds finding a new source,
yeah.
How many lives did you save?
Well, it depends. Are you selling modems to the government agency that is issuing welfare checks, or are you selling modems to, you know, the government agency that's dropping bombs? I think there's a difference there. Now, they're all funded coercively, so I don't support the funding mechanism, but the fact is they're going to spend some money. The question is, who's going to take it? And while it's not right for me personally, I'm not going to come down on somebody who I know to be a principled, liberty-minded person simply because they've decided to take a welfare check from the state. You know, and even I have. I will say this. There was a time when a tenant of mine in the past was unable to pay their rent, and one of the things that local governments in New Hampshire are tasked with doing by the system is to help people who are in need of temporary rent assistance. So was I taking welfare? Well, someone could say yes. But another way that one could look at it was I was just taking back some of the money that I already paid in property taxes. So I have to pay $8,000 a year in property taxes on the property that I live in, and the other side is the property that I rent. It's a duplex. So if I get $1,000 back, which is what it was like a $1,000 check that I got $1,000 of my own dollars back. Is that truly welfare?
No, I would say that is definitely not.
But I asked them for a favor. You know, I asked them for this service that they provide. Technically, I didn't ask. It was the tenant who put in the application, but I had to sign it, right? So it had to go through me as the landlord. So, you know, it gets murky out there.
It certainly does.
Right?
It certainly does.
It does. And so I don't think that we benefit by attacking, you know, and I'm not saying you guys are attacking. I'm just saying generally, I don't think we benefit by attacking people who are generally pretty principled folks for taking the government money. I wouldn't want to do it because I know there's always strings attached as far as like the federal government handouts for the COVID thing.
Well, my issue isn't so much the taking up their money as much as it is the providing them with the equipment they need in order to operate.
Mm-hmm. So you're all right then with the business loans that are being handed out?
Yeah. I mean, it's unfortunate that he accepted one, but I'm not going to get upset about it. I took my stimulus check, my $1,200
bribe. You cashed the check. Okay.
A lot of it comes back to exactly what you were saying. Okay, they've already stolen $8,000 from me. So right up until $8,000, you're not really stealing money. You're just giving back
reclaiming
what has already been stolen from you.
Hold that thought. We can continue here in moments from Rogers Campground. This is Fort Fest. We're Free Talk Live, broadcasting here.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live at ForkFest 2020. You can go to ForkFest.party. That's a pretty simple website that'll give you a brief overview of what's going on here. You can check out the ForkFest app if you're coming up. You should definitely hop onto that. And it's definitely not too late for you to join us here. Ian Aria and Peakless Mountaineer in our remote studio here at the top of the hill at the beautiful Rogers Campground. Been enjoying this festival so far. It's been, it's been small. Of course, ForkFest tends to be smaller than the Porcupine Freedom Festival. The Porcupine Freedom Festival, I think they hit their 17th year this year, and ForkFest is only in year number 4. And we still don't know what the end of the week's going to look like. I know there's some people who are planning on coming up tomorrow because they're getting, they took a day off. They took Friday off from work, and they want to have a long weekend here. So there's still folks in the working world haven't had a chance to come on up. So we may see an increase. And there's also some regular folks who are going to be coming to the park for their annual Independence Day fireworks that they do here. So it's going to be good to be able to kind of mix in with some folks that may not know the ideas of liberty. It's important to bring these ideas to other people, not just hang out in our own little club with ourselves, right? It's important to talk to folks and
reach out of the echo chamber.
Yeah, reach out of the echo chamber, meet people where they're at, try to communicate to them on whatever their level of understanding of these ideas are. Because the more people hear about these ideas, the more they will consider them. And that's why this whole migration, which is one of the points of ForkFest and the Porcupine Freedom Festival, is to show off what it's like to actually be around other people who have a similar mindset. To be around liberty-minded folks, libertarians, voluntarists, anarchists. You can be around those people all year long. It doesn't have to just be a week or two in the woods in New Hampshire. There are some great communities here in New Hampshire. Manchester is loaded up with activists. Portsmouth, Keene. I'm sure there's some other people in like Concord and whatever. But there's literally thousands of people who have made the move here as part of either the Free State Project or decentralized, like the Shire Society. But people who care about freedom coming to the same place together and getting active. Now, what does that mean? It could mean doing political action. Ari is running for sheriff, for instance, in Cheshire County. It could mean doing media outreach like we're doing here. We're talking on the radio.
And one of the most important things that we do is cryptocurrency. I mean, actually
yes.
being able to exchange goods and services for cryptocurrency or even gold backs is
yep.
a very important thing to have.
I think so, too. It's become even more important over the last decade, that sort of activism. We had a stint with a lot of civil disobedience and stuff like that. And that was a lot of fun, but it's not really very sustainable because you can only get arrested so many times before they start really racking up the charges and the jail time. Of course, you can always go to victimlesscrimespree.com, see a documentary film we made about that. But economic activism, like you're talking about, Lee, is important because if we can undermine the state's money system, then that's one of the best strikes against the warfare state that we can possibly do. You know, that is so important to take the power of money out of the hands of the state, out of the hands of the Federal Reserve, which is, you know, the agency that basically empowers them to have endless money printing, the semi-private bank, if you will, that empowers them. If we can take the power of money out of their hands and put it into the hands of the individual to decentralize the power of money, I still think we've not even really scratched the surface on what that's going to mean for the paradigm shift that means. Like, it's hard to really explain to people how important of a concept that is. Because, you know, Bitcoin's like this thing. Oh, it's worth $9,000 per Bitcoin. Oh, it's on the internet. You can buy things with it. There's like a certain level of understanding. Oh, Bitcoin, neat. Okay, cool. I guess businesses are accepting it. That's good. It could go up in value. That's good. So, like, there's some good reasons just on the surface to get involved with cryptocurrency like Bitcoin. But the fact that you are literally undermining the most established government money system on the planet with every dollar that you take from your wallet and you put into cryptocurrency or into alternatives like goldbacks, for instance, anything that's not issued by the state, by any state, not just the federal government in the U.S., but, you know, Mexico, Canada, all across the planet, all these central banks, every dollar or every euro or every yen or whatever that you can take out and you can put into these alternatives takes value out of the hands of the state. It takes value out of the hands of these people who will murder with your money.
And that really is the most amazing part about this. So in history, they say that the American Civil War was the first modern war. And to a very large degree, that's true. And what you see there is the first time that we'd really implemented fiat currency for warfare purposes.
Mm-hmm.
And World War I would have been completely impossible without fiat currency all of the belligerents in it.
And they put the central bank in place right before World War I.
Immediately before.
Yeah, so it allows the federal government, and this is true of all central bank currencies, it allows them to inflate the money supply and steal value from you. So if you were, you know, you thought you were being smart by saving your dollars, and then they go ahead and print $3 trillion more, well, now the dollars you have are not worth as much as they were prior to the printing of the $3 trillion.
And it is the sneakiest way to steal things.
Yes.
Because there's no pushback. You can't even see the loss of value.
Correct.
Sometimes they even do it at just the right rate. So instead of prices going up at all, prices simply fail to go down when they mm-hmm. would have when that technology improves.
That's right. It's a very sneaky system, and it's so important to talk about these things. And that's what makes cryptocurrency and even the goldback such important outreach tools. And the goldback is especially useful because it's visible. You can see it. People can hold it in their hand. It's a conversation starter.
Oh, man, yeah, it is.
It gives you the excuse to talk to people.
And they're freaking gorgeous.
Yeah, and it gives you the excuse to talk to people about real money and explain these things to them. And it's not complicated to explain inflation. It just takes a moment. It takes somebody paying a little bit of attention to realize that this scam has been going on for generations, and it needs to stop.
Well, inflation is a simple concept to really understand. Like, if you have a sheet of paper, I tear it in half and I give it back to you. Well, you still have one sheet of paper.
That's true.
The problem is the amount of paper that you have has been reduced.
That's
but
one
it's
way
still defined
it.
As one sheet of paper.
It's hard to see that when it comes to dollars, as Peakless Mountaineer pointed out, because when they increase the money supply, they're not tearing your dollars in half. You still have the same amount of dollars. So it looks like you've got the same amount of value. But the reality is the value of the dollar has been declining over time due to this process. And so when you look at what a dollar can buy today versus what a dollar could buy 100 years ago or even 20 or 30 or, you know, 50 years ago, it will not buy as much.
No.
And anyone who's gone to the grocery store over the last few decades and looked at the amount of groceries that you can get for $20 or $100, it is not what it was 10, 20, 30 years ago. It just keeps getting worse. The value of the dollar continues to decline. And
this is while our ability to make groceries is just exponentially increasing.
Correct. The efficiency of the manufacturing processes are always getting better, but yet, because of inflation, because of the federal government, the value just keeps getting stolen from people. So it's one of the most important forms of activism, and that's really done fairly well here in New Hampshire. But we need more people. I mean, I can't stress enough how early on we really are in this process. Even though a few thousand people have moved as part of this political migration, we need thousands more.
We really do.
Of every 1,000 people, you're going to get, 20% of them who are real doers, 20% of them who are going to do more than just, like, go out and vote or maybe talk to their neighbors here and there or whatever. But people who are going to go above and beyond, the super activists, and it may not even be 20% or super activists. It may only be 5 or 10%.
It's going to be a square root, really.
Yeah.
Like a square root of what gets done is going to get done by that number of people.
Yes. Yeah, so that's why we need 20,000, 40,000, 50,000 people to move here so we can get 5,000 solid, rock-solid killer activists. And if we can do that, we have more activists than the Republicans and the Democrats would combined at that point. And right now, we're giving them a run for their money. Right now, if you look at the number of people that are, like, doing things for the major political parties, we're pretty competitive with those folks, and they're scared.
That's also a good reason, as you point out, to reach people who are already here. Because it's not that people necessarily have to move here. There's already a very strong liberty oriented mindset to the people of New Hampshire.
It is the live free or die state.
I can't think of anywhere else where they even know what the state's motto is. But here, here, everyone will be happy to tell you exactly what the state's motto is.
I mean, it is ironic that they put it on the license plate because, you're not living free if you have the state's tag on your car. But, of course, most of us do, with a few exceptions. There are some real brave souls out there who...
Well, I mean, they'll shoot you. At the end of the day.
They very well could.
They're a big fan of kidnapping you, stealing your property if you don't do exactly what they say.
We got more to say about various different issues. There's all kinds of interesting stuff in the news as well that we can definitely talk about. There's still some folks on the campground that we've yet to interview, so I'm sure we're going to have some more interviews before this weekend is up. Coming up, we can talk about some of these policing reforms that are being proposed and apparently being implemented in Los Angeles, at least the first step. We'll explain to you what that means. Coming up tomorrow on tomorrow's show. This is Free Talk Live. We're going to continue with more broadcasting throughout the weekend here from Rogers Campground, the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Go to porkfest.party to learn more. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.